Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The United States is waiving visitor visa requirements for some Israelis. The Israeli embassy in Washington made the announcement yesterday and said Israel was now a part of the U.S. visa waiver program. Israelis can now apply for the program through the U.S. Customs and Border Protection mobile app. The move comes as the war rages between Israeli forces and the terrorist organization Hamas. President Biden is calling on American citizens to financially support the wars in Israel and Ukraine. During a primetime address last night, Biden says supporting the two nations is key to our national security. He says that America's leadership is what holds the world together, adding that both Hamas and Putin represent different threats, but want to annihilate a neighboring democracy.
I'm going to send to Congress an urgent budget request to fund America's national security needs, to support our critical partners, including Israel and Ukraine. It's a smart investment that's going to pay dividends for American security for generations. Help us keep American troops out of harm's way. Help us build a world that is safer, more peaceful, more prosperous for our children and grandchildren.
Biden will request $100 billion, with a B, in aid for Israel and Ukraine from Congress today. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan will hold a press conference this morning at the U.S. Capitol. Republicans have been meeting behind closed doors, trying to find a path forward to elect a new leader of the House, but have so far come up short. Jordan has vowed to stay in the race. The House is unable to move any legislation until a speaker is elected. The Wall Street Journal is reporting Pfizer is raising the cost of its COVID-19 medication, Paxlovid, by more than double what it was. The drug maker is changing the list price of the drug before insurance to nearly $1,400 for a five-day treatment. USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping. Because when you talk, they hear you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Some of Hollywood movies' top earners are offering financial help to end the SAG-AFTRA strike. George Clooney, Ben Affleck, and Scarlett Johansson are proposing to give $150 million in dues over 3 years to help fund areas of the union that make much less money. Clooney told the website Deadline that a lot of the top earners want to be a part of the solution. Fran Drescher, president of the Screen Actors Guild, says George Clooney's proposal to lift SAG-AFTRA dues wouldn't be legal. The arraignment for Dwayne Davis, the suspect linked to the killing of rapper Tupac Shakur, has been postponed once again.
Davis made an appearance in a Las Vegas courtroom Thursday after his initial arraignment was rescheduled. However, the attorney Davis retained to represent him informed the judge that he required an additional 2 weeks to determine if he would officially take on the case. The 60-year-old is charged with orchestrating the drive-by shooting that claimed Tupac's life and injured record producer Suge Knight. Prosecutors allege that Davis orchestrated that attack in retaliation for an assault on his nephew just hours before. Aside from Davis, Knight is the sole surviving eyewitness from that night 27 years ago. Davis is set to return to court in 2 weeks and is expected to plead not guilty. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
The conflict between Israel and Hamas has now claimed 32 American lives, with 11 missing. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, great to have you along with us this morning. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Welcome. Glad you could join us. Jimmy Carter deja vu one more time, huh? I mean, from dull, uninspiring speeches, the only thing I think that's missing are gas lines. But stay tuned. That could be coming. Liz Peek joins us now. Liz, of course, is the Fox News contributor. And also the former Wertheim and Company's first female partner as a Wall Street analyst. Liz, how you doing?
I'm terrific. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, always great to have you here. What did you get out of the speech last night?
Not much. Yeah. It seemed to me that Biden is in trouble here in the sense that he's made a lot of commitments, pledged a lot of taxpayer money to various recipients, particularly Ukraine, and he knows that the country is not entirely supportive of our conflict in Ukraine and the handling of it. And even though I think most Americans would agree that stopping Russia is a good thing, I have been demanding, I think many people have been demanding that Biden speak to the nation about the conflict in Ukraine, the war in Ukraine, and what our plan is.
Amen.
I didn't hear a plan for bringing that war to an end. I don't think there is one. And I think that's a big problem. He wants, $60 billion more on top of more than $100 billion, I think the number is now. I think, Bill, people just see a stalemate. Biden's always talking about how we don't want to get embroiled in more endless wars. This looks like an endless war.
Oh, another one. Deja vu one more time. The issue here, and that's critical with any leader, is you got to be able to cast a vision. That's what you're asking for. That's what most of America is. Tell me where we're going. What is the plan? Let's not do Afghanistan again. I mean, we just spent 20 incredible years, trillions of dollars. People died. And what did we get out of it? It's just still a nightmare that lingers with us all. But meanwhile, this administration, continues because, when you're spending other people's money, you're not all that concerned. I mean, he barely mentioned Iran. And look what he's done. I mean, it's like the Obama years all over again. Two steps forward, five back. I mean, wait a minute. You got sanctions on them. Now you have an insider that had already lifted the sanctions, and they've been able to expand their coffers and continue to fund all this terrorism. And then somehow you come back and you can't even find a way to say that Iran is implicit or complicit, I should say, with Hezbollah and Hamas. And fifth graders know that to be true, Liz. Now, I understand in the world of diplomacy, you got to be careful about how you say it, but you still got to call it for what it is, don't you?
Well, I think so, particularly when in recent days our troops are coming under increased attacks in Syria, in Iraq. There was this episode where the Houthis, another Iran-backed group, fired missiles. We don't know the target of those missiles, whether it was our warship or whether it was Israel. Thankfully, they were shot down, by one of our destroyers. But this is pretty scary stuff. I mean, it's now a three-prong war. You could argue that in the north with Hezbollah, obviously with Hamas in Gaza, and now also in Yemen, with the Houthis also chiming in. I've been working on this all last night and this morning, so I'm honestly kind of disheveled mentally. But it's simple. Nobody fears Joe Biden. Nobody fears the Biden White House. And even Rich Lowry, who's a real never-Trumper from the get-go, said, you know, is it just luck that during 4 years of Trump's presidency, we didn't have wars, we didn't have any incursions into attacks on our bases and so forth? No, it's because people were afraid of Donald Trump. And
that's right.
Bill, I take you back to the first, I've written about this a couple of times, but the first meeting between Xi Jinping and President Trump, Mar-a-Lago, they're having dinner over what Trump describes as a beautiful piece of chocolate cake, as only Trump would.
Yes,
he goes,
exactly.
Leaves the table, comes back and tells the that they just fired 55 missiles at a Syrian air base, from which, not long before that, Assad had fired the poison gas that killed 77 Syrians, including 22 children. And honestly, people talk about empathy with Joe Biden. I think we've all given up on that as kind of a talking point and not much more. Trump actually did have empathy. He was so infuriated by the murder with poison gas of these 22 kids that he bombed Syria. And the brilliance of it was for Chinese leader to be sitting there enjoying dinner with his wife and Melania and Donald Trump, to have this landed on his plate out of nowhere.
Exactly.
It is such a breach of decorum, of protocol, so rattled Xi Jinping that basically he got the message. The message was, don't mess with the United States. And I think, and that Trump had red lines, unlike Obama,
yes.
Which... who famously did not. So,
well, in red lines in words only. That's the unfortunate thing.
That's right, and that's Biden to a T. Look at what happened in Ukraine. He jammered, had a 2-hour phone call with Putin about how dreadful our repercussions would be if he invaded Ukraine. What's he done? I mean, yes, he got NATO and the West together to supply Ukraine with arms, always too little too late, because he's so afraid of worsening relations with Russia, as though that were possible. And the financial crackdown on Russia that was supposed to bring the economy to their knees, well, they're still standing. I hate to tell them. Yes, it has hurt their economy, but not to the extent that it's really caused Putin to rethink his war. This is not going well. And I think, look, 31% of Americans approve of Biden's foreign policy. I'm surprised it's that high, but that's pretty
amazing. I am too. And when I saw that number, I said, how did it get that high? You know, the thing, and you and I have talked about this before, you know, the rest of the world is playing chess and Joe Biden's barely figuring out checkers. Because the moves, Liz, and I blame the entire administration on this. I mean, what brain trust does he have there in the war room or in the strategy room to say, okay, hey, if we do this, they're going to do this, or, you know, what counterpoints do we do? They're not even thinking ahead. They're just doing stuff, and it's just like even the speech. You know, everything about this administration has been checking the boxes. This is why the speech was so disjointed. It didn't coalesce. It didn't connect in such a way where there was true gravitas in there. It was just like, okay, well, we got to make sure we mention this. Okay, check that box. We got to do this. Okay,
yeah,
check that.
Yeah.
It was a box checking speech.
I woke up at like 4:45 this morning thinking about it. I was like, okay, we want everyone to be really, really mad, but not too mad. And we want you to be really mad at the Muslims, but not too mad at Muslims. And, you know, I mean, it was like, oh, my God, I agree with you. It's a good description. It was checking the boxes.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
And here it is. You've got these Israel soldiers that are about to enter the most dangerous type of operation, urban warfare in tunnels, that any military person can deal with. And you're missing the whole point. The danger that's there, but also the remedy that must be executed. Because if they don't, then they're back. And as far as I'm concerned, they should get over to Qatar and get over to Turkey, find some way to interject and get a hold of these leaders that actually put this thing together. Stay tuned.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you, and we've got Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, with us. Liz, it is amazing, you know, the left's perspective on this, and this is the problem with politics and our government right now, is that the ideology that we're trying to embrace by letting go of first principles. You know, the first principles must be maintained. These are foundation. And they're listed quite clearly in our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution. And I don't care if a Republican or a Democrat, I don't care what party you belong to, but can you support these first principle ideas that makes it win-win, because, I mean, right now, look at case in point. We had supposedly 82 million people vote for Joe Biden, voting for his leadership, and look where it's gotten us. Not just America, but the world. When the world needs a leader to step forward and to fill that gap. I mean, America's always been the one to come in and be able to calm things down. And it was clear after Joe Biden leaves the White House and goes to the Middle East, and nobody wants to see him because of some, you know, stupid made up story that everybody knew it was a stupid made up story. There was no way a missile, you know, was going to be coming from south heading north, and it was going to belong to Israel. You know, it just didn't make sense from the very beginning. But Joe Biden doesn't have enough political capital, has no influence in the Middle East to be able to calm them down and to be able to put a pause and get some control over the situation. Because right now we're slip sliding away, and we're going to end up in a regional, the very thing that everybody's been trying to avoid. This could be a regional conflict and could ignite something even worse yet. I mean, we're so much, and you and I have talked about this before, we're just so much on the border of this right now. It's scary.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you read, Axios had a piece out this morning talking about Robert Gates saying we're facing more alarming events going on around the world than at any time since World War II. Robert Gates, of course, is the person who also told us that Joe Biden's been on the wrong side of every foreign policy decision for the last
50 years,
and I totally believe that. You know, I think, look, I think this is a combination of things. Our enemies don't fear us, and they are therefore taking advantage of us. Obviously, the increasing alliance between Russia and China is incredibly worrisome. We're not really looking at that, talking about it that much, because we're under attack and trying to fend off adversaries in Ukraine and now Israel and also Iraq and Syria and every place else. But the truth is, these two countries are aligning and very much hope to put the United States down a peg, if not six pegs. I mean, they want to take over the world, basically.
Exactly.
I don't know what's standing in their way at this point. The America has a huge economy, and that's a very good thing. We have also a huge military. And the problem is, I don't think anyone really anticipates Joe Biden having the whatever it takes to put that military might to use. He doesn't even really put our economic might to use. I mean, again, without lauding Trump overly, the truth is Trump not only made it clear he was willing to use our military, he also would sit down with Mexico and say, hey, you do this about the border to keep the border under control, or we're just going to stop buying anything from Mexico. I mean, when has Biden ever done something like that? He never has. Everything he does is from a position of weakness, and it results in weakness. I mean, here's, I think, something somewhat alarming. Axios is reporting that the White House is rattled.
I saw that.
They're anxious about all these things going on around the world. Oh, my God. If they're rattled, think about how Americans feel. We have a White House that has no idea what they're doing. It's a B-team foreign policy group. You know, I think they should call up Robert Gates and say, come help us. We don't know what to do.
Yeah, well, it's bad enough the enemies think this way. What about our allies? You know, what can they count on? I mean, if you were in Taiwan right now, what would you think?
I know. It's very alarming. And, of course, you know, what has happened in what Biden prides himself on is bringing Western Europe into an alliance to fend off Russia in Ukraine. Well, okay, first of all, I don't think they're keeping up. As usual, they're not holding up their end of the bargain, but that's to be expected because their mercantile interests almost always outweigh everything else. But for heaven's sakes, it's their battle. They're there.
Yes. You know, right, exactly.
Poland and all these countries, NATO countries, are on the cusp of being the next in line if in fact, Putin rolls through Ukraine. So why are we leading this charge? Why isn't Europe leading this charge? This, again, was something Donald Trump really talked a lot about.
Well, look at how much money he raised for NATO just by holding them accountable. And he shamed them for not meeting their goals. Go ahead.
And agree. And Germany, the most prosperous nation in Europe, still is not paying 2% of its GDP, which is the commitment that all those countries made to Europe, to NATO. And they're still not doing it. And here again, they have war on their border. it's perplexing why Americans have to shoulder this burden. And I don't think that speech last night, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think that speech made the case sufficiently.
Well, it didn't, and he conflated it. I mean, J.D. Vance, I don't know if you read J.D. Vance's comments. He was very critical of, Biden trying to bring in, the murder of children and try to, tie it in with Ukraine-Russia. It was a disconnect, fell flat, and people were very offended by that.
Yeah. Biden, I think it was the Financial Times, had a great sort of comment about Biden thinks he has great negotiating skills and empathy, and that the combination, that's what he took to Israel. My view is his negotiating skills are horrifically bad. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a deal. He's never done a deal on behalf of the United States that I'm aware of. And his empathy, I think, is totally phony. I mean, yeah. I hate to say that, but he manufactures as many stories as he actually has. Remember when he went to Hawaii and talked about his own house burning down, which was complete fabrication.
Right. It was a kitchen.
Remember that?
Kitchen
and,
fire,
and
yes.
Likened that somehow to this horrific fire that consumed so many people's homes and also people in Maui. That was absurd and offensive. Mm. And he does that all the time.
Yeah, he does it. Whether he's talking about, a dead soldier who died in combat, and somehow he brings his son's story into it.
Yeah.
His son did not die in combat. I mean, it's all this stuff that's so distasteful, and it's embarrassing. I mean, I got to tell you, if I was a Democrat, I'd pack my bags. I couldn't handle this. I mean, this is just like, get this nightmare over. Yeah, I mentioned J.D. Vance. Let me give you his correct his quote here. He says, I think what the president did is completely disgraceful. If he wants to tell the American people, if he wants to sell the American people on $60 billion more to Ukraine, he shouldn't use dead Israeli children to do it. It was disgusting.
The whole concept of bundling together Ukraine spending, Israel funding, and funding for the border, that also is embarrassing and offensive, because what that says is he has not made the case for Ukraine, but he's counting on everybody's support of Israel to make these things happen, and, of course, support for doing something at the border. Although that money's supposed to go for, as somebody said, it's really just to help traffic the people in. It's not really meant to close the border. So it has nothing to do with security.
Yeah. Well, you see, when you don't have a vision, you don't have a rudder, and we're rudderless. That's why. And they're, scrambling and trying to figure out, because they have no idea where they're going. And that's the scary part. And they're taking 347 million people just in America alone, for the ride. How scary is that? We've got about a minute left. I did want to get your comments on Jim Jordan, and the race for the leadership continues, huh?
This is, I think it's embarrassing. What is so infuriating to me is it didn't have to happen. We did not have to look rudderless and inept, and now we do, and it just furthers the Democrats. The Democrats are just sitting there laughing. When John Fetterman can talk about Republicans looking foolish, oh my God, something's extremely wrong. And my advice to Republicans: get it done. Mickey Mouse can be Speaker of the House, as far as I'm concerned. Just get it done.
Well, Jordan is saying, hey, we're going to stay through the weekend. He wants to keep everybody there. We're going to, he's bound and determined, but they got to come up with some answer. And because we're losing time. We're losing time on the CR, right? Vaporizing on us, too. Just to make things more fun. That's all. Liz Peek, thank you so much. As always, appreciate the time. Take care.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. United States is waiving visitor visa requirements for some Israelis. The Israeli embassy in Washington made the announcement yesterday and said Israel was now a part of the U.S. visa waiver program. Israelis can now apply for the program through the U.S. Customs and Border Protection mobile app. The move comes as the war rages between Israeli forces and the terrorist organization Hamas. President Biden is calling on American citizens to financially support the wars in Israel and Ukraine. During a primetime address last night, Biden says supporting the two nations is key to our national security. He says that America's leadership is what holds the world together, adding that both Hamas and Putin represent different threats, but want to annihilate a neighboring democracy.
I'm going to send to Congress an urgent budget request to support our critical partners, including Israel and Ukraine.
Lance Pry, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Horace Cooper with us. Yes, the former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator, author of his new book, Put Y'all in Chains. Horace joins us now. Horace, how you doing?
Looking forward to this weekend. Nice to be on the program.
I think we need a break for all that we've been dealing with here, heading into what's going to look like the third week of this Israel-Hamas war, and we're seeing what's happening on the streets of America, which is quite shocking, how they're buying into a propaganda narrative that is anti-Semitic at the least. It is warmongering even with their sympathy toward things that are just incredulous, Horace. I don't know how you square up, you know, this kind of horrific, barbaric attacks on innocence, and somehow allow them to somehow turn the tables and become victims?
Yeah. Let me say a couple things. One is that I generally am a person that believes that in America, your First Amendment right allows you to say things that are abhorrent, that people will dislike, and that they will disagree. What I will say is that there is within that freedom to act a bar. If you want to tell me that you like the COVID vaccine and you think it's great to take a month, I'm going to say you're foolish, but I will just ignore you. I may get some people who are professionals to say that sounds dangerous, but I will leave you be. When you use your First Amendment right to do something that goes beyond that, advocate the beheading and the burning and butchery of other human beings on the basis of their religion, I will tell everyone, you are a Nazi. This is what a Nazi does. Whereas if you want to say that your gender, there are 98 of them, and you're number 96, again, I believe that would be fully covered, and I won't go out of my way to report, to publicize your activities because of the space of free speech. But this goes
Yes.
This reaches a point where employers should be alerted that you are not someone that should be hired if you support this kind of butchery, if you support this kind of animalistic attacks on other human beings. I don't want to do business with you. I don't want to do business with people who want to do business with you, and decent people don't. Now, as a Christian, I understand the admonition not to harm or do injury to the people of Israel. Now, that is a faith-based component, but I encourage other people who share my faith to be mindful of that. I want to be as helpful and supportive of Israel as possible. But with regard to these people, these protesters, these college professors, absolutely, this advocacy goes beyond just zaniness or craziness or nonsense. This goes into the category of evil, a category that must have a response.
Is it too extreme, Horace, to do what Tom Cotton and Senator Marco Rubio said, you know, for some of these kids who were here, even professors who were here on, you know, special visas and the special accommodation by our government, to ship them back home?
Well, absolutely. Frankly, it's not clear to me why a university would want to be associated with this kind of behavior. Again, this is not, I believe that I am a puppy or a furry or whatever other nonsense. We don't believe in those things, but we understand we're not having you arrested. We're not having you removed from society because of your advocacy of this foolishness. In this case, this goes beyond that. So I can't understand why Harvard University would want to have a faculty member who advocates this kind of butchery. I can't imagine why Harvard would want to admit people. Harvard says that they're doing everything they can to see to it that the panoply of society is represented, and that they are trying their best to see to it that the marginalized are as welcomed as the majority. Well, let me tell you something. If you're a baby and you've been beheaded and you've been lit on fire, you're the most marginalized possible. How Harvard can skip over you and advocate the people that did it to you beggars disbelief.
Exactly. Well, and look at the response. I mean, you've got major donors now that are disconnecting, saying, hey, if that's what you're all about, I'm saving my money. I'll find a better place to deposit it. And, that is the response. And we'll see if academia will wise up and realize that they need to institute some standards and boundaries here, right? Go ahead.
And absolutely, that's correct, that these donors are right to take these steps. And it's because this behavior is not supposed to be acceptable in modern society. When I say not acceptable, I remind people of never again. Before America joined into the effort in World War II, there were atrocities that were occurring, but we didn't know about them. Recently, the New York Times was exposed as having denied to the American people what had occurred. When we did get engaged, we saw the unbelievable level of depravity that no one had imagined would occur. And that's what is undergirding the behavior that we are witnessing now, the same evil. There was an attack on a hospital, and the big lie, similar to the lie that there was no Holocaust, similar to the lie that the number of people was very modest, similar to the lie that the Germans weren't engaged or involved and weren't even aware, similar to that lie are the series of lies that are occurring now, including when the Gaza Strip is where a missile originates from that lands inside the Gaza Strip the Israeli Defense Force.
Exactly.
Is in keeping with that kind of evil, and this is why those donors absolutely must be vigilant and say, we will not be associated with these types of attitudes. We won't hire these people. We won't sponsor these people.
Yeah, you see, and this is quite the indictment on the mainstream media, Horace. Where's the mainstream media? Just as they align themselves with Adolf Hitler in World War II, they find themselves aligned with Hamas. I mean, this is amazing to me. At a time when the mainstream media, who are, they're part of the rails of democracy, and they are supposed to be shining the light on democracy, but instead they are participating with Hamas sympathizers and turning off the light, which, they so proudly say that democracy dies in darkness. Well, where's your light shining on democracy? Because you're talking about a democratic state that has been attacked and whose citizens have been horrifically murdered.
Ambassador Jean Kirkpatrick, in 1984, gave an amazing speech, and she talked about those that hate or blame America first. Whenever something comes up, our elites, our progressives, our media, some of that's redundant, hate those who are examples of democracy, of self-government, of Western values. Whether it's Egypt or whether it's America, their premise is to start with this idea, let's suspect that it's America or Westerners that are doing the wrong thing. In this case, it was too good not to run with that it was somehow Israel that was destroying hospitals.
Exactly. Got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Horace Cooper after this.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Horace Cooper, former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, and author of the new book, Put You All Back in Chains, How Joe Biden's Policies Have Hurt Black Americans. Horace, as you were saying before the break, the lie, the narrative that was put out there had to be true, because this really is amazing. Not only did it galvanize and expose the Hamas sympathizers in the United States, but it also exposed the Hamas sympathizers in the Arab nation, how they backed away from meeting with President Biden. They wanted nothing to do with any kind of peace, peace movement there in the Gaza. And they were giving justification to the murders that Hamas had committed.
Yeah, absolutely. Our president, who represents America and the idea of freedom globally, was rejected in his efforts to sit down and hold efforts at a mediation. Mm-hmm. And that was intentional, because there is no desire for reconciliation. There is no desire for coexistence. I see these stickers on automobiles as I'm heading down the road. When I see these protests, they say it's just pure Jew hate. Mm-hmm. And the residual of that is America. Remember, America is considered the big Satan.
Yes.
Israel is the lesser Satan. This type of evil is unleashed, and our media, which are protected as a result of actions by our founders, they wanted us as Americans to get the kind of information that we need for self-government. They never imagined such a biased, they never imagined such an irresponsible, and they never imagined such an anti-American asset, such as MSNBC, such as CNN, such as the New York Times.
Right. There's plenty to go around there, Horace, no doubt, because, you know, as I mentioned in the previous segment here, our founding fathers gave us the First Amendment so that we would have a free press. That is something that you cannot compromise on. And unfortunately, the free press has become the biased press. And as a result, they're compromising our democratic republic principles, the things that are so necessary for us, as you say, for self-governance, to hold our government, our elected officials into account, to be able to understand the truth, the whole truth and nothing but. They have become a narrative outlet, a propaganda machine, and certainly in this current in the current state that we're in right now, it has become a government newspaper machine. Sadly,
absolutely. it's a propaganda machine. Our founders gave us this amazing gift, but the left destroys everything they touch. They have a reverse Midas touch. Mm-hmm. And just like public education, maybe the idea of letting the government be responsible for educating children instead of parents, maybe that had some merit. But now we've gotten a chance to watch, and especially during COVID, and what we discovered is this was the worst option possible. Mm. Now, there are still some good schools in America, but there are a lot of places where what has happened in the name of free government-provided publication has been nothing but misery. The same is true with our mainstream media. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Pardon me?
No, go ahead.
There are people who, instead of advocating that we have all aspects in both sides of a conflict covered, have been determined that they know in advance who's right and who's wrong. And if you witness, as I would say, e.g., see Donald Trump generally, mm-hmm. when you witness evil unvarnished, they now can't get their sides right.
Yes.
Absolutely, they have let us down, and the risk is, like they've done with the FBI, like they've done with domestic national security, they undermine so much the concept that it makes it possible for America to walk away. This is dangerous. I'm so glad that there are programs like yours that allow people who say, no, I still trust that this protected right of information is a valuable idea, and I'm going to go to Bill Martinez's program so that I can hear what's really going on, so I can make good decisions to protect my country, my family.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. You know, holding to a biblical worldview, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. We do not believe in the principles and the practices of modern journalism today that has embedded in their perspectives and seared them in such a way that they have lost sight of the legitimate, you know, versus the counterfeit. And that's what we're dealing with these days, Horace, is that we have to wade through a lot of counterfeit. This is why time and again, I encourage our audience to not take, our word for it. You know, hopefully what we do, whatever Horace and I are talking about, that it motivates you to do a deeper dive, to own your own knowledge. Let it be your own, not let it be from some talking head, right?
Intended that there would be a multiplicity of voices and those would come together. As I say, the challenge here is that that has been abused by the left. Mm-hmm. If there was a fire going on in your neighborhood, the left would announce, oh, it's raining, it's going to be a little bit warm, but everything's fine. If that becomes the perception, and increasingly we see with declining subscription rates, declining viewership rates, that the mainstream media is more marginalized than they have ever been.
Right.
But we could reach a point where the American people reject the idea altogether of this protected right of speech by the press.
Well, and to your point, look what happened in Hawaii. You talk about a fire and how the government, how it was presented to the people. I mean, they had a dangerous fire that was breaking out, and they made it seem like there was no sense of urgency whatsoever. And look at the devastation that happened there in order to support your point. And, of course, this is a blue state. These are all lefties, and this is their narrative. This is their philosophy. And to me, the blood of those in Maui are at their doorstep. We've got about 3.5 minutes left here, Horace. Now, why don't you address another article that you had written about? And this is, calling out Black Lives Matter for who they are. I mean, Black Lives Matter is siding with the terrorists because Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization, are they not?
Black Lives Matter is a con, a fraud, and they are grifters, and they have brought deadly harm to America, disproportionately to black America. Billions of dollars of damage was done by, motivated by the Black Lives Matter lie that law enforcement in America is hostile to black America. Study after study, there was even a Harvard professor who ended up being placed on leave at Harvard, but who released a report showing that it was white men who were more likely to be injured, shot, or killed by their encounters with law enforcement. Not because there are more white men, but on a per capita basis. Mm-hmm. Billions of dollars of damage was done. Loads and scores, Rite Aid just announced they're shutting down 150 pharmacies. In too many communities where people may not have access to a vehicle, where they may not want to pay the cost of using public transportation, it now is harder to go get your medicines. It's
exactly.
Now harder to go and shop for your groceries. They lined their own pockets. They bought their own mansions. And they admitted initially who they were. They hate the American family. They hate the American system. And they took that information off their website so that no one would know. But then corporate America sent them millions and millions and millions of dollars. Did they put that money back into the community? No. They put that money in their pocket.
Yeah, they bought mansions.
The most evil and atrocious things happened in Israel. Again, rather than side with victims, they sided with the victimizer. This is wrong. This is unfair. And I call out Black Lives Matter, whatever smaller chapters, regional chapters, or national chapters, shut down, give your funds back, and admit that you're not an agent for positive change for black America.
Do they have an example whatsoever? We got about a minute left. Is there anything that Black Lives Matter can say, oh, but we did this?
Yeah, they can prove that all you got to do is repeat a lie long enough and it'll get repeated and accepted by a large number of people. And that is something that is evil.
Yes,
but they
exactly.
demonstrate that it works.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we learned in World War II it works. Andrea Andrews wrote a great book, says, how do you kill 11 million people? Get them to buy into a big lie. And that's what they believed. The Germans felt that the bigger the lie, the better. And people fell for it. Our own mainstream media, government officials, all on down the line, all contributing to the Holocaust of World War II. Horace Cooper, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, and author of the new book, Put You All Back in Chains, How Joe Biden's Policies Hurt Black Americans. Horace, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One in three.